In the Sicha on Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Balak, which was Shiva Asher B'Tammuz, pushed off, in the year Toshan Lamed Ches, 1978, the Rebbe had the following comments to share on the situation in the land of Israel. He said, Mat der Mont Friya, as it's there, gefit man sich in dem Zalman Maimon Matzah from the Yidden, wegen welche es redt sich in Parshas Balak. At this point, in 1978, we are currently in the same state the Jewish people were in Parshas Balak. As Meshen Gishtarim, Efen Barg, from the Miyarden, they were already standing, Efen Breg, rather, from the Miyarden, they were already standing on the edge, on the bank of the Jordan. But Nargidarif, every day in the Miyarden and Arang in Eretz Yisrael, and they only needed to cross over the Jordan River and come into Eretz Yisrael. Valderg Zeh Eichetzter, in a similar fashion, this is in 1978, we are now, as Mahalt in the Letz Teragom from Golos. We're in the last moments of Golos, and Ata Teptzich Shoin, the On Ischal Tegula. And very soon, almost immediately, the beginning of the redemption is going to begin. So note, the Rebbe says that the beginning of the redemption has not yet happened, then in 1978, even though the state of Israel was established, even though we were after the 1967 war, but we're about to come into the Ischal Tegula, the beginning of redemption. But what do we need to do? Medarf ner hobin by zich, the starkeit, when zein deken, the less they're gone from Golos. Zolman is spolvern from the pituyim and tainashayin some shunus from the tiyadim. We need to have the strength and the resolve to stand in these last moments of the exile, to not be impacted, to not be affected by the pituyim, by the temptations, and various strange and different arguments given by non-Jewish forces in the world. And we also need to withstand and not to be seduced by the arguments given by certain Jewish people. And we also need to withstand the tempting statements of certain Jews who, for whatever reason, have not yet understood the truth that the entire land of Israel and all of its boundaries belong to every Jewish person. To every Jewish individual and to the Jewish people as a whole. And even according to international law, is Canaanite Balabais, and Canaanite Kenya Chaylas, and shows up Canaanite Telfer Israel. No one has the right to give away any of Israel to others. Narter Kenim Nitab. The room Zitin the Boaz Billim Vaisen Shainim as Oilam as Ach Sayamim Vetter Tzol Geherin Sugid. On the Zen local Suffolk as Esses Shain Ach Sayamim. And says the Rabbi, no one can try to hide the truth. Even if a Jew would want to hide the truth that all the land of Israel belongs to Jewish people, they can't do this. They can't fool anyone. And no one will in fact be fooled. Because the prophecy of Bilam there in Parshas Balak tells us that in Ach Sayamim, at the end of days, Eretz Yisrael will belong to the Jewish people. And given that at this point, Eretz Yisrael has gone back to the Jewish people, that indicates that we have in fact come to the end of days. V'imat gezen dinisim guluyim, was the Eibush of Bavayz in Eretz Yisrael Akadesha. As we see in the open miracles that Hashem has shown us in our holy land, as given that Zeh Hayoyim Osa Hashem, this is the day that Hashem has made, as we say in Halal, was Ilu Zachinu, that if in fact we had merited, Voltzach Demot Ye'endik Der Golos, the exile would have ended, and Voltzach Anyoyim and Yishal Degula, the Yishal Degula would have happened, and Zadam Nermit, Eich Degula Mitzvah Shleima, and therewith, along with Yishal Degula, we would have come to the ultimate redemption. Aber Ezebile Zachinu, but given that we have not in fact merited to have the ultimate redemption. Zani Kuman Oshem Mugilev Pachdanim, they're fearful people, Basfalma Zacharab for Goishkait, who fall down in front of non-Jewishness, who fall down in front of non-Jewish values. When Abu Glaika Shikha Shliach Media Zionism build us up the Ebn Tzurik. So here the Rebbe is referring to the fact that soon after the 67 war, and this is something that can be confirmed by looking at the Israeli government archives, soon after the Six-Day War, the Israeli government sent an emissary to the United States to offer back Yehuda Shomron, to offer back Judea and Samaria. And the Rebbe says, this is a very unfortunate thing. for a chef mitagoy. We don't want to start up with a non-Jew. We would like to find favor in his eyes. And this inner movement, this inner desire to find favor in the eyes of the non-Jew, is that which has held back the redemption. And all the while, the doubled over darkness of the exile continues. As a result of the fearful ones who did not have the resolve to receive the tremendous gift that Hashem gave them, nor zem gehat bezich the starkeit to poilin the dem yirach levav echov kilvav. Instead of having the strength and the resolve to hold on to its role, they instead strengthen themselves in causing people to be fearful and causing, in the words of the pasuk, that other Jews should be fearful like them. Okay, but the Bagam Bam said many times, Hashem gives the Jews all the strengths that exist, all the strengths they need, and Hashem also gives us the choice. He allows us to decide how, in fact, we're going to use the powers he gives us. When unshut notes in the starkeit, as the Abishraki Gavin, as Zol Zion, Al Yevish Medeb, the other Mamaligan, instead of using the strength that Shem gave us to not be afraid of people who scoff at us, which is an opening line in Shulchan Aruch, Afil Tishin Yidin, and even not to be embarrassed by Jewish people who are scoffing at us, Vachskam Vakama. As al yevish derfun, that a person shouldn't be afraid, shouldn't be embarrassed. Vasirag shu goyim ulum yegu, that the non-Jews have gotten together and consider how to overtake or harm the Jewish people. But thus is alt rik, that as we learn in the second parak of Tillim, this is all empty. Notz men yishtarkeit and choizek to upshachin andergin. Instead, they use the strength to weaken other Jews. Umzet bepoil. And we see in actuality, we see actively as durch them, hotten verzeugen dem golos hamar, and the mechishka of mokofle of kam kam shalom, that as a result of this fearfulness in front of non-Jews, this fearfulness in front of the so-called international community, people in the Israeli government, the people in Israeli society have extended the golos, have extended the exile of doubled over darkness for several years. V'yiratz, may Hashem be Hashem as well. That it should be sufficient to just have the bitter mistake that we made then. That it should be sufficient. We should leave aside what happened back in the day. That we didn't stand strong, and said, now we should stand strong. We should demonstrate our going Yaakov. We should demonstrate our Jewish pride. We should demonstrate that Israel am Krevi, that we are Hashem's close nation, and Hashem has chosen us from all nations. But umas ha'olam deisin there from long. The non-Jewish people, the international community has known for a long time. When yin deisin aich there from, and the Jewish people know this as well. Nor is zainin. They could sail to Yidden, it's just that there are a few Jews who are ashamed of the fact that Hashem has chosen us from all nations to live for different and assorted strange reasons. Or do they shreken sich when Mert Wegen them hoicharet? And they're afraid when we demonstrate our sovereignty. They're afraid, these Jews are concerned when Jewish people speak with pride. As far Canaan can say, it's not a secret to anyone. As we can them from Canaan to Halton, we can't hide it from anyone. We don't have a choice in this matter. Hashem chose every individual Jew and the Jews as a whole. On Zeich Bechlal, and those fearful and cowardly Jews as well. Nor is Ishparin Zeich Lefteruf. Just these Jewish people fight against their chosenness. As we've said, as Mizetrin Bini Basar, we see as Mishtate in Eivir Hayad Mizracha, the Jewish people are proverbially standing on the eastern bank of the Jordan. On a field, and even those Jews who are currently in the land of Israel. They have fear. They're afraid to stand in a place of holiness. And they consider themselves, maybe they can bring along a non-Jew into Israel and write down that he's a Jew. Here they're referring to the perennial debate in the modern state of Israel of Mi Yehudi, who in fact is a Jew, who has the right to be written down as a Jew in the land of Israel. And the Rebbe was very strong in the opinion that the only people who should be considered Jews in the land of Israel are people who are in fact halachically Jewish. Unfortunately, the current state is that the Israeli government allows people who are not halachically Jewish to be written down as Jews in the government if they had some Jewish relative. In any event, the Rebbe is saying that this is another outgrowth, it's another tetzah of the fact that Jewish people do not have pride. They're not proud of the fact that a Jew is a Jew, and they give in to arguments from certain activist groups in the international community, from whoever, to sign on non-Jews as Jews. Yeah, so they're happy to write upon this non-Jew as Erzichu that he's a Jew. Alf b'yas is shalek alach, even though this violates alach. On Ershav Elanzei, zech kenen Einarin as Kecholagoyim Israel, and these people want to fool themselves. These people who are signing on non-Jews as Jews might want to fool themselves in thinking that the Jewish people are like all other nations. And Zayin Nitkeinam Kaddish Mivdol, but the Beir Shapashim Kaddish is Mivdol, and they would like to think the Jewish people are not a holy and distinct and separate nation, because the Hebrew translation of Kaddish, which generally translates holy, is more basically translated as Mivdol, as separated. These non-proud Jews would like to hide from their children. Beginning from them themselves. As Yeder from Zay is from the folk, that every single one of them is from the nation of that has been chosen by Hashem, that you are the chosen of all the people. Because psychologically, they would just like to find favor in the non-Jew's eyes. Everyone agrees this person is not a Jew. And this person says he's also not a Jew. And furthermore, this Jew who you're letting into the land of Israel is not somebody who particularly likes Jews. But these non-proud Jews, these ashamed Jews, would like to fool themselves and say it's not the case. As I said, and there could be different. And they quote the statement of our sages in Maseches Pesachim as Alfas Gara Begay Katan, that you shouldn't start up with a small non-Jew, because one day he might become big and might come and attack you. And broadly speaking, these individuals who are ashamed of their Jewishness fall into all sorts of temptations and irrational reasoning. And the Iker is, and the primary thing is, in the Rukam Pom, as we said many times, in Hutchin, in Giprovit game. Mit der Zugang kam wir kam Pom. We already tried this path many times. And it's Alamol Durk Gefahren. And every time that the Jewish people try this path of being fearful, of lowliness, it always fails. Zolman Eisprovin, on Ein Einzigen Mo, gen Leuten, when you try going according to the path of the living Torah. It's called the living Torah because it teaches us how to live. Torah means Torah, teaching. The Torah is not only a Torah which teaches how to live, but it's also the Torah of truth. The Torah brings out the truth. And ultimately, as the Pasuk tells us, truth will sprout from the ground, from Eretz Yisrael. Truth will sprout from the land of Israel. But Arvis Spratzen their Emes. In Yiddish, that means that the truth will sprout from the land of Israel. See, the Etcha Mogilev on Maskim Zayn Tzinit, whether the few fearful ones will agree to this, whether they won't. But all bear their Emes, Menat Seyach Zayn. Ultimately, the truth will prevail. And we'll see that the land of Israel belongs to Jewish people in an oifen as thus is nachos olam, in a manner of being an eternal inheritance. Ruum thus given given durch the Torah from Elokeinu, given that it was given by the Torah from the eternal God, from the Ebershin, from Hashem. Thus Erez Melech Haaretz, who is the king of the world. Thus Tefar Kevin Dos and Bishan Design. As a result, we can't change what it says in the Torah. But nor gegeben I given bechira. The Jewish people have been given free choice. And if a Jew wants to remain in exile, he can remain in exile. And as a result, this Jew wanting to remain in the exile, he holds another Jew and the Shekhinah, the divine presence, in exile as well. In Golos, in exile by Goyishkeit, stuck in a place of non-Jewishness. And the idea of Goyishkeit means it's a certain mindset, a certain non-Jewish mindset, a mindset which is not informed by his Torah's teachings. And as a result of the Jew choosing to remain in that mindset, he also keeps the Jewish people under the control of the non-Jews. Here else, Azol Zayin Yera Aleim Ruach Mimorim. Hashem should pour, Hashem should give an inspiring spirit from above. And as a result, there's Zen, them MS, and we'll be able to see the truth. Mahal Shain in them Siyim V'chusim from Parshas Balak. And we'll see that archetypally speaking, we're standing at the end of Parshas Balak. Was dart in Shain. Nischaper Givarin the Mchait, after the sin was already forgiven. Was Satkithan Zimri, which Zimri and Nasi Yisrael, the Jewish people had done. And as the Shain given their Bekanis Kinasi, the Rechpinchas, and that archetypally the zealotry of Hashem has already been carried out. And with Afmernit Nemin, the Kamarachman al Tzlan, from Yidden, and we'll no longer need to take revenge from Jewish people. Verum al, meaning Jewish people who did bad things. From al Yidden, Zayin and Shayin, Shleim v'Einblum l'Kanes Laretz, it's all the Jewish people are whole or complete and ready to enter the land of Israel. So Ken Shin Yim Akavos and Pei Mashiach Hazakim. They're already ready to receive Mashiach. Medar from their Chobin l'Rega Echad Diachlota, as Eretz Yisrael is Nachas Eilam. But how do we get there? How do we come to this ultimate redemption? We need to resolve by ourselves that the land of Israel is an eternal inheritance, which is given to an eternal people, and in the manner of an eternal covenant, through the God of the universe. And that's the idea of the Jewish people doing tshuva and immediately being redeemed. That immediately it'll be the case that Eliyahu will come with all the other relevant names that we give him. And he will call out, he will herald the coming of a righteous Mashiach. That's our kumbal, the Mashiach is coming very soon. And he takes all the Jews out of exile to their gula mitzvah shlema, to the ultimate redemption. As a result of us standing in the last moment, the last few moments of the exile, is a nachas idea on mitut ma'isa pail that we can announce and actually do. But ain achar ma'isa klum, and nothing can stand the way of action. Once an action has been done, you can't undo it. As bezet digvulas from ganzet shol, that we're going to settle all the boundaries, every portion of the land of Israel, duruch Yisrael and kreve, through the Jewish people who are Hashem's chosen nation, that Hashem has chosen us from all the nations. And demold fit benois is noch in the letzter goyim from Golos that they're in from v'hoyu melachem imnayach v'sar yaseh mikesayach. And then as a result of our pride, and particularly the pride that we'll demonstrate by settling the entire land of Israel, then that'll make it such that the non-Jewish people will respect the Jews. Not only that, they'll come to serve the Jewish people. As the Pasuk tells us that kings will tend to your children and queens will be your nursemaids. When them vertin and oifen this is given galaich noch and siyim v'chosim from parts of Balak, and it's going to be in a way that it was at the end of parts of Balak, as their ebishtrot gezetzt. Hinni Nesim Leis B'Shalom, that Hashem says, Hinni Nesim Leis B'Shalom, I'm going to give the Jewish people my covenant of peace. When there's verit and even shall bris, it'll be in the manner of a covenant. What's a covenant? Something eternal. That no arguments against the covenant can weaken it. On Mivet Zayin, the Sati Shalom Ba'aretz, which Chayat Min Macher, it will be the case that I will give peace to the land. You shall lie down and shall not fear. Bizvad Zafil Lucharev Shal Shalom, to the point that even the sword of peace is Oichlus Avartzchem, that won't pass through your borders either. On Yidnvel Nahabin Gansel Gulisel, and then the Jewish people will have the entire land of Israel in all of its boundaries. And Oifin Fun Ve'ilachesim Chaymemius, in a manner of Hashem leading us uprightly as Yedder Yid and Al Yid and Valenstein became Mizkofa, that every Jew will be in an upright manner, that the Jews will no longer be fearful, and the Jews will actually be able to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And will go to receive, to greet Mashiach, Vesimchas Olam Al Resham, with great joy, immediately in our days.